Coming up on American Parlor Songbook. Join us for a show recorded in Joshua Tree, California. We'll wonder why this time with an episode about consciousness with indie rockers Adobe Collective.
Okay, hold on, Julie. Just wait one second. I think it's coming to me now. I'm having an epiphany. I think, therefore, I am.
You think?
I'm thinking so.
You are?
Yeah, because I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So you are too, then.
I am.
I think.
I know, but what about me?
Okay, close your eyes.
All right.
What are you thinking?
Nothing.
All right, well, try this. Does that worry you?
Yeah.
Well, then you're conscious, you're thinking, therefore you're R-ing.
Oh, thank God.
Well, whatever floats your boat.
I have a boat? From Joshua Tree, California, this is American Parlor Songbook with your host at the piano, J.P. Houston.
Thank you, folks. Now on the other microphone, she says she's my conscience, but I say she's just nagging, Julie Van Dusen. Why? Why anything? Existence, consciousness, love, death, trees, carrot top. Why? Why in general? It's the big question, right? Or maybe, what does it all mean? Ever since us dopey monkeys crawled our way out of the muck, we've been wondering. It was probably an accident, or maybe it was a mistake, or on purpose, I don't know, but I know I don't see much else around the world thinking about stuff. Most things kind of just are, right? Okay, don't tell me, I know dogs have feelings. We all love puppies. Maybe not Ben Carson, but the rest of us love puppies. They have feelings, of course, but, well, they don't think about what it means to have them. I think maybe that's the meat of the whole sandwich right there. Once you start thinking about thinking and thinking about thinking about thinking, and it gets downright neurotic. If the human race had a mascot, it would probably be Woody Allen. I think I'm thinking too much about it, though. I'll just sing the chorus now. Why is our sky so blue? Why does anything do what it do? Spry or high or mind, but is anything ever a proof? Would my eyes go all white? Were the stars not to shine? Would they shine if my mind had no wise? Sometimes I wonder if I could go back in time to right when that first monkey jerk was about to have an existential thought, the very first one. Well, what would I do? It's like the big Hitler question. Would you go back and kill Hitler? Would I stop proto-man from waking up and causing us all that anguish? I don't think I'd want to kill the poor thoughtful dope, though. I think I just tiptoe up behind him, and just as he's about to say, but why fire bad? Reach up and give him a nice shoulder rub. It's the solution to most problems, really. It is, Julie. It's the solution to most problems.
Why is our sky so blue? Why does anything do what it do? Spry. Go all white. Were the stars not to shine? Would they shine if my mind had no wise?
So I guess we started wondering, and well, we wanted some answers, right? It's only fair. You have to put it into words and find a way to deal with that confusing feeling of being aware, conscious in the unconscious, alone in the dark. Turn on the light so we can see a little bit, but well, you can't see much. Not past your own nose anyway, so, well, you have to use your imagination or faith. Before you know it, gods are popping up everywhere. Greek soap opera ones with rippling abs for marketability, bird head sun ones who like triangles. Well, I actually have a weird neighbor kid like that. His name's Gord, though. Off by an R, I guess. Close enough, really, you think about... Wait, hold on, where was I? All right, God. And pretty soon, they boiled it down to one. The big guy. The man upstairs, Abraham's God, and he spoke, and he said, do this, and he said, do that, and thunder, and lightning, and snakes, and the whole nine yards.
Half of us all is only what we see. If I can hear a cold and maybe something be.
You got to explain it all somehow. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you just have to explain it by saying there is no explanation. You know, chaos. Just a series of random events that includes your accidental consciousness. Now, I know I've been accidentally unconscious a few times, so maybe the opposite's possible. Maybe the universe is drunk. Kind of seems like it sometimes. I'm looking at you, duck-billed platypus. Maybe it's like that. All of our highfalutin knowery is just a beak on a beaver.
Why's our sky so blue? Why does anything do what it do? Spry or high or mind, but is anything ever a proof? Would my eyes go all wide? Were the stars not to shine? Would they shine if my mind had no why?
Maybe in the end, you just have to ask yourself, why? Why? Why do I want to know? Do I need to know? Maybe the secret is just to turn off the wondering and float downstream. You know, eat when you're hungry, sleep when you're tired, reproduce every chance you get. Just accept that consciousness is an illusion and that we're all just crazy monkeys in pants. We can keep the pants, conscious or not. I'm a little shy. We're going to try and keep our pants on tonight and see if we can't figure out if we think and if therefore we is. I know our guests are. Adobe Collective are here. Stick around. It's going to be.
Why is our skies all blue? Why does anything do what it do? Spry or high? Stars not to shine, would they shine if my mind had no eyes? Would they shine if my eyes had no mind?
Our musical guests today are a great group from right here in Joshua Tree, California. Let's hear it for them, the Adobe Collective.
What's a body, and what's a brain, and what is it we are calling away? What's the feeling that's guiding us away, and what we're needing, hey, hey? First to rust, then to ash, and to dust. And the dust gets stuck in our lungs. On the road the misdirections never take. On the road our eyes will never be afraid. Hey, hey, look at me now. Hey, hey, look at me now. I'm leaving. Hey, hey, look at me now. Hey, hey, look at me now. I'm breathing free. Hey, hey, look at me now. Hey, hey, look at me now. I'm bleeding. Hey, hey, look at me now. Hey, hey, look at me now. I'm throwing clouds on the ground. Hey,
close to me. All this push and pull is feeling so empty. I am just waiting for the day that I feel free. Hey, hey, look at me now. Hey, hey, look at me now, I'm leaving. Hey, hey, look at me now. Hey, hey, look at me now, I'm breathing free. Clouds on the ground, throwing clouds on the ground, throwing clouds on the ground, throwing clouds on the ground.
American Parlor Songbook is now available on PRX. We're also recording live episodes all year, bringing the program and our guests to venues all across Southern California. Our schedule is available online at our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com.
It's not me, it's him. And the thing is, I agree, it's definitely him. Oh, yeah, I slapped him. I mean, it's not rocket science, it's a latte. So we can do that thing later, you know, with the money and the possessions. Yeah, lol. Swipe left, am I right? Hashtag meaning of life. Hashtag ballers. Hashtag desolate loneliness. Okay, I hate YouTube, but by Facebook, click. What a loser, I hate myself.
Hello.
How's that?
It is me.
Oh, look, I probably tried to give you a fake number, but I was too drunk.
No, it is me.
Me, Joshua?
No, me, God.
Yeah, okay, I told you I must have been drunk.
No, it is me, God.
Okay, I don't know if that's Portuguese or something, God, but I told you I don't care, so click.
Did you just say click?
Yeah.
Why didn't you hang up then?
Okay.
No, hold on, wait.
Are you hot? Because if you are hot, then you have 30 seconds to impress me, go.
I am everything.
Like arrogant guys. Shut up and go on.
I have been around since the dawn of time.
You're old.
Yes, and I am all powerful.
Do you have a son?
Jesus.
Rich Mexicans are super hot. Is he super hot?
I don't know. Sandals, long hair, a beard.
Gross.
No, he's cleaning it up a little. He's wearing a cardigan, mostly a ponytail these days, trying to keep up with the 90s fashion. Okay, but hold on a second. Listen, I have a message for you.
Is it a Snapchat?
It is a set of rules.
Shut up.
Commandments for the new age.
He's not that into you.
Who's not that into me?
I already read it.
No, I'm talking about the commandments.
Okay, whatever. I already know everything, so click.
Wait, did you just say click again?
Yeah, click.
Listen, I'm offering you a message through you for all mankind to lift the chains of death and free you among the stars in heaven.
Is there a doorman?
It's not a club.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like you're talking about a club.
All right, fine. It's a club of enlightened spirits dancing in the ether of eternal happiness.
Oh, my God. Okay, you're God, the Portuguese guy with the molly.
Silence!
Aggro.
I have returned after a millennial slumber to bestow upon you, chosen from all the throng, to deliver the absolute truth to my children. You, Susan, have been chosen.
Who's Susan?
Wait, this isn't 2020530?
0531.
Sorry, how embarrassing. My mistake is these big clumsy God fingers of
okay,
mine.
I always... whatever. Click.
Wait, was that a click or a click?
Oh, click.
Once again, the Adobe Collective.
Pull the car over, need a shoulder to lie on, girl. Started out fun, now feels like the end of the world. My hands and knees on the side of the road, I'm sick. New Year's Day will never be a cure for it. Some people will tell you everything's gonna turn out fine. Some people are worried their lives won't end on time. The sands of time are slipping through my hands. You can't scream when you're neck deep in the sand. Desert shame, darling, now it has a name. Desert shame, in the blood. Desert shame, my, my, why don't we all get high, high? Desert shame in the blood. Tomorrow the sun's gonna shine on a brand new day. The sun will keep shining even if we look the other way. Tonight I am someone I do not know. And if I throw it all away, that's the way it goes. Desert shame, darling, now it has a name. Desert shame, in the blood. Desert shame, my, my, why don't we all get high, high? Desert shame, in the blood. Ah, desert shame, darling, now you have a name. Desert shame, in the blood. Desert shame, my, my, why don't we all get high? Desert shame in the blood.
Music from our guests is available online at bandcamp.com/theadobecollective. Let's hear it for them one more time. The Adobe Collective.
And it's a long road to the valley, headed westward from the boulevard and out of the porcelain to the gutter, from the bottle 100 miles. And maybe happy misses over, rated when times are going right. And Lord, in tragedy, a deer's murder, ring me slowly 100 miles. Ooh. Ooh. And it's a long way, a long way, a long the valley. And it's a long way, a long road to the valley. I see the desert convert, sees the silver sliver moon, and the desert, the desert willow, weeping softly to herself. And yeah, we'll empty California. Kooks and camps and drunks and punks and you and me. Hey. Ooh. the valley, to the valley.
Sinbad the Sailor. Well, at least I was when I was 5, staring down a pair of headlights on Wheeler Avenue. It's a blank existence, really, kiddom. You ride your bike around, you eat popsicles, you snot a lot. It's nice, and you are true, but, well, you aren't really aware of the scope of things. Blank-eyed Buddha babies loose in the neighborhood streets, just being. Now, my mother resembled a game show host's microphone, you know, tiny, with a big black foam ball on top. Her Italian perm added 5 inches to her 4'10", and still, in the late 70s, she was hanging on to the Hepcat dream in the black leotard and the black turtleneck. Oh, sure, she played groovy and loose, but the truth was she was terrified of just about everything. Airplane crashes, landslides, loose steps, paper cuts, oh, and that breeze from across the subway car on the other platform. Every fall, the oaks and the maples went orange in the East End, then red, then brown, and then they'd leave the trees and drift down to blanket our steep-hilled street, up to the mirrors on the gremlins and the paneled station wagons, piling up in the narrow alleys between the houses. Well, those alleys were meant for skinny cars, I think, but well, we appropriated them as explosive labs and stunt runs. That little wedge between the homes there was meant for burning G.I. Joes and banana seat bike jousting and autumn leaf crash mats. Shovel them up for blocks, layer them 1,000 deep, and stack those cinder blocks there, slap on a real estate sign ramp, and pedal your yellow big wheel at full tilt boogie down the narrow run, and launch into the air at 60 frames per second, hang in that slow motion as Mom rounds the corner and faints, the wheels rocketing out from under you and into the bushes, and then you land in those dirty leaves and skid to a stop just a few inches from the road, which, of course, my nervous mother enjoyed a lot. She would express her enjoyment with fevered gasps. The Toronto streets were about as mean as a baby rabbit. You'd have to look pretty darn hard to find any real criminal threat. And, well, not much fell out of buildings or was left slippery in the streets. Now, if the Swedes owned Chicago, that would be Toronto. Clean and safe. But my mother found ways to be terrified. Now, that ordinary revolving door there, no, a deadly child ejector. Those sidewalk grates that you walk over, no, those are trap doors. And a bus could jump those thin-sliced curbs at any moment and take us all out. When my socks wore clean through, it was time for a mother-son shopping trip downtown. Or, as I called it, torture. I'd meet her by the streetcar stop after school, and we'd ride buses, trolleys, and subways to all the stores. Now, on the subway platform home, she'd reiterate the rules. Stand with your back close against the wall and wait till those doors are open, then carefully step over the death gap into the car and monkey hold from bar to bar and very carefully sit in the seat. Now, there's only one way for an unconscious kid mind to react to that. Get her goat. In the face of fear, cause more of it. So I would inch closer and closer to the edge of the platform. She'd cover her eyes. I'd wait for a breeze to blow, and I'd lose my balance, waving my arms around and narrowly catching my balance just in time. Those gasps of hers were like bonus points. The whole family got in on the act. The more she gasped, the more we'd turn up the heat. We chopped off carrot ketchup, bloody fingers, dangled our feet from first floor window ledges. Almost anything above sitting perfectly still would do the trick. So we'd act it out all melodramatically. I'm just going to open this window here. Oh no, wind, I'm going to fall. And her instinct overrode her judgment. And no matter how ridiculous the skit, she'd let one out. Toronto was ribboned out along Lake Ontario there. Bluffs, boardwalks, and docks from end to end. And rattly yellow and brown streetcars ran east to west along the water through little town neighborhoods on either side of a reasonable metropolis. And on the harbor in the middle, toy-like ferries out to the island. Center Island was a family day trip with swans to feed and five-seated bicycles to rent and a slow but terrifying cable seat ride 100 feet in the sky. You know, those little leather swing seats hooked to a cable up there and dangerously inched along just above the trees. Down on the ground, there was a big hedge maze on the other side of a quaint arched bridge. We'd clamber to get across it normally and get into that maze, but one Sunday, my father stopped us at the foot of the bridge, 50 feet ahead of my mother, and huddled us all around to get the plan. One by one, we filed up onto the stone railing of that bridge, and arms out in a row, aping like tightrope walkers, just peeking back over our shoulders to giggle at Mom's gasping. Step, wobble, step, wobble. She hurried her pace, step, big wobble, and then the coup de grace, a chain reaction stumble like dominoes, one into the other, and falling from the bridge. Unbeknownst to Mom, from her diminutive perspective there, we were just landing 2 feet below on the hill that met the railing. And then she slowly peered over, as white as a ghost, hyperventilating to see us all in a pile laughing hysterically. Of course we didn't fall to our demise, Mom. There's no such thing. There were only a few channels, and we tuned them in on a little brown box attached to the set by a wire. The commercials had an eerie warble to them, and all the voices overdubs, games, cereals, toys, ramped up on early weekend mornings for the hypnotized, sleepy kids. And well, if you were up early enough, you got to see the cheapest thing a local station could buy. Laurel and Hardy, Three Stooges, and Sinbad the Sailor. Sinbad battling stop-motion skeletons, swinging from one thing to another, and in some B-cartoon iteration, unlimited power inside his magic belt. A belt? I've got one of those. They're all magic, right? Of course they are. It's on TV. As I usually did when I had a dumb idea, I hit my sister's closets for a get-up. Sailor, sailor. Oh, white blouse, perfect. Six sizes too big, okay, just cinch it. Those flare shorts there, they ought to be short pants on my little legs, right? Pink, it's almost white, so there they go. And Dad's Gillingham hat and ballet shoes to finish it up. And oh, wait. Gingerly slipped out from my mother's house coat, a terry cloth magic belt. Bad guys, look out. Oh, wait, bad guys. Bad guys. In a kid world, bad guys are kind of hard to come by. Wait a second, those cars out there, the ones always making my mother gasp, those are clearly my bad guys. So out in the street I go, Mom's fast asleep upstairs, I leap from porch to porch, swinging a spatula for a sword, and then I hear it, an old Volkswagen Beetle rumbling from the top of the hill down the street. I wait for it, and I leap out just in time. I put my arm up to stop. I pull my magic belt and screech. The car stops just an inch from my face. Oh, my God, it worked. This belt is clearly magic. I scurried away into the alley shouting, I am Sinbad! By the time my mom made it down the stairs, Sinbad was celebrating with a victory ice cream bowl and watching the Flintstones. So, every weekend, the same thing. Pull the belt, challenge the cars, and it never failed. The cars always stopped. The magic power of that sweatband belt was undeniable. Until the neighbors started to complain. He's been jumping in front of what? The gasp echoed all the way across the lake to Buffalo. I carefully explained. Mom, there is no such thing as danger. The world is made up of half-hour episodes. I'm the protagonist, and I never miss the shark tank, and I never get hit by the falling rocks, or I never get hit by the car. We don't die when we fall off of bridges. We lie in a pile and we laugh at you. There's no such thing as consequences. There's no such thing. I guess I couldn't get through to her, though. I was banned from the street alone, and my older sisters would have to keep me on a leash from then on. Darn it, but the cars, they're going to whiz up and down that street unchecked. I'm sorry, Mom. Your delusions of danger are going to have to take a back seat here to reality. Sinbad is going to wake up an hour early and foil your scheme to let those bad guys run free. That next weekend, I tucked in a little early, skipped the last hour of TV, and made straight for the pillow. And then, while everyone else was fast asleep, as the first blue hint of light inched through the blinds, I slid like spaghetti off the side of the bed. Commando crawled across the floor and bravely suited up in the hall closet. I could hear the cheap cartoon can score. Yeah, bum, 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 bum. Who's the man with the belt in his command? Sinbad. Bum, 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 bum. Back against the wall, over to the stairs, gingerly down, creak, slowly through a tiny crack in the door, and then go. No time to waste. There's a mean Trans Am coming barreling down the road. Yang, 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 yang. I somersault, unnecessary cartwheel, knee slide into the middle of the road, up onto my feet, and car, kid, car, kid, car, kid. I throw my hand up. Stop! I'm Sinbad! Screech! I pull the belt, and my pink shorts fall down to the ground. Bang! The Trans Am bumper sent me rolling down the hill, curled up like a potato bug with my pants around my ankles. The neighbor's blinds open, and the kid behind the wheel nervously stepped out, and my mother came running into the road. He just jumped out, ma'am. He just jumped out. I told you, everything is dangerous. There I was, scraped up and learning fast and hard that things were. She scooped me up and took me inside, and as she put the band-aids on my scrapes and bumps, she attempted to explain that my belt didn't have any magic powers. I nodded sheepishly. Okay, Mom, cars are real. So to this day, on the occasional weekend, if you see a middle-aged man in a blouse and pink shorts yanking his belt and jumping in front of cars, call the police, because that guy's crazy.
New and wild with your doe eyes wide, puppy dumb, not a thing on your mind. Chasing cars, playing catch with the sun, shooting jacks with the stars, when the world was ours.
APS is on Twitter at Parlor Songbook. And you can find information about the program on our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com. Now, we love hearing from our listeners, and there's a contact link there on the page. Sometimes I'll even answer your letters in a song on the air. So if you need advice, or it's your grandmother's 100th birthday, or you just plain want to tell us how much you hate the program, just write J.P. Houston Sings in the subject line, and you never know, you just might get a response on the air.
Announcing another new useless product from Scamco. Yes, it's the meaning of life. Now you too can own the secrets of the universe and the existence of everything. How many times has this happened to you?
Oh no, I've dropped and broken my precious Ming vase. What's the meaning of life?
Well, wonder no more. When you order the meaning of life for one easy payment of $14.99, you'll quickly discover what it's all about. Thousands of years of philosophical research and scientific investigation have gone into making the meaning of life truly meaningful. For two easy payments of $9.99, the meaning of life can be yours. But wait, there's more. If you order today, you'll receive, absolutely free of charge, as our gift to you, a genuine bronze-colored meditation bell. And that's not all. Order today and you'll also receive your very own personal Tibetan prayer wheel from the Yada Yada Yo-Yo Company of Walla Walla, Washington. Learn the meaning of life around the world. Rock the cradle. Walk the dog. Is that it you say? Is that all you say? Not by a long shot. If you order the meaning of life today for five easy payments of $7.99, you'll also get a year's supply of Chinese fortune cookies, a combination magic eight ball key fob, x-ray specs, a pocket-sized mini book containing the unabridged Bhagavad Gita, Tibetan Book of the Dead, Old Testament, New Testament, Quran, Torah, Talmud, Khalil Gibran's Prophet, Shinto Hints for the New Age, Deepak Chopra's Diet Tips, and the complete works of Jacqueline Suzanne. Wait, there's more! Call right now and for 27 easy payments of only $5.99, you'll also receive the soundtrack to Your Meaning of Life. That's right, a classic collection of popular songs featuring such artists as Frank Sinatra with That's Life, Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life, Iron Maiden, Another Life, The Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane, Iggy Pop, Lust for Life, and many, many more. And if you order this very second, we'll throw in a set of steak knives with genuine simulated wood grain handles. Let that red meat ponder the meaning of life while you chow down. That's right, the meaning of life, a bronze-colored meditation bell, fortune cookies, magic eight-ball key fob, prayer wheel yo-yo, x-ray specs, meaning of life book, soundtrack recording, steak knives. All this is yours for just 87 simple payments of $3.99. The meaning of life. Operators are standing by. What are you waiting for? The meaning of life. Call 1-800-983-5433. That's 1-800-WTF-LIFE.
Now, as part of the American Parlor Lectures, noted cryptozoologist and monster hunter, Emil Conk.
In Duties of Monster Slang, sometimes people ask me the big questions. I'm not talking practical questions like, Conk, how do I remove Mongolian death worm from my septic tank? That easy. Flush 5-gallon gasoline down toilet, light match, run like mad. Maybe buy a new house. No, I mean big picture stuff. Question like, why are we here? What does it all mean? Life, universe, everything, you know, type crap. Maybe people assume that when you spend fair chunk of time staring into yawning jaws of death, you get insight into great unknown. Frankly, I don't see it. Jaws of death stink pretty bad. It's hard to think of anything other than wishing you had a giant breath mint or the Axe body spray. But hey, you want big answer? Conk, give it a shot. Space, the universe, is pretty darn big. One need only look up at star-filled night sky to be impressed. So many points of light, so much beauty. So many places to go where we would die almost instantly. We don't belong. And yet, here we are, on this rock. It's a very nice rock. We got the air, water, food, 24-hour dry cleaning. You might even be tempted to think this is such a great special rock that it made just for us. And here is maybe perspective problem. We basically big brain monkeys sitting on merry-go-ride. Yeah? But this ride is not in the fairground. You cannot find the deep-fried Twinkie stand or the total rip-off shoot water in the clown mouth balloon game. No! This is much bigger rip-off. Because fairground was not built for you, Mr. Monkey. And if you get off the ride, you die. It can be scary. So much time and space that just don't care. The honey badger universe, you know? It makes some people feel small. Like, maybe what the point of life if we just monkeys screaming in dark and no one here? Or maybe you are of belief that someone does hear, huh? That our super special monkey rock is looked after by some force beyond our knowing. A god or perhaps many? Huh? I have seen things, yes. Things that would make even the most cynical man call out, not just for his god, but for any and all who might listen. And what if there is some almighty consciousness? If this is case, I just hope he's not another monkey. I know many imagine their god is look like big version of them, but to me that seemed rather boring. I've seen many monster far more impressive than man. I should only hope God would give them a run for their money, you know? Tentacles, wings, tusks, impenetrable shells. These beat the heck out of our pathetic hellish monkey form. If I was supreme consciousness of universe, I would totally rock it. There would definitely be wings and tusks. But you want my big question? Here it is. Why do we put so much pressure to find meaning for life? Serious. Why? Do baby-eating blood gnomes sit around their swamp wondering why they love to eat babies? I doubt it. Presumably, if you're a blood gnome, that just feels right. Monsters as whole are not the dark brooding type you might imagine. Sure, you got the existential dread type. Werewolves, for example. These guys, huh? Always whining about being cursed and how unfair are things. Maybe walking English moors on full moon was not a great idea, huh? But I go off again. Point is, many creatures of nightmare sleep pretty easy with full belly and dream of next day being more of ghastly same, huh? Or they just too busy trying to stay alive to wonder what they do it for. But we monkeys get all up in our head when we bored. Start thinking life must be more than all this eating, pooping, and making more monkeys. Sure, there's more, but I think we all be a whole lot happier if we spend more time remembering how good is eating, pooping, and making more monkeys. It's time to stop screaming in dark and start looking at each other, huh? We are space, we are stuff, and in this time, we get to think, feel, play, laugh, and sometimes behead a gorgon while dancing blindfolded with her pet basilisk. Good times. We are the conscious, self-aware manifestation of this monster beast cosmos. When it breathes, we are the neurons that notice. When it sleeps, we are the dreamers and the dreams. If that don't make your monkey brain feel special, maybe you not too conscious after all. Maybe you werewolf.
One more time for the Adobe Collective.
Sunlight was caught behind your hair, but it was not a struggle. The way it was glowing, I could tell. And I should have known, dear, when they said this was the perfect life, that we were two seasons connected only by the wind. And I see the sun before it begins to rise. And I see the sun before it begins to rise. And I could have sworn, dear, the sunlight was caught inside your eyes, the way they were gleaming, the way they were saying their goodbyes. But the sunlight would tell us that this is as far west as we can get, that we can afford to be anyone else than who we are.
Can't you see
the driving rain is picking up dust?
Can't you see
the driving rain is headed toward the flash flood?
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to American Parlor Songbook. Now, we'll return next week with a fun one, so be sure to tune in. APS is produced by the American Parlor Company, presented by KVCR, and available on PRX.
Lord.
Information about the program is available
Dear
on our
Lord.
Website, American
Lord.
Parlor
Song. Lord!
What is it now, Martha?
He knows my name.
I have been with you for a long time. I don't know how many years.
And when there was only one set of footprints? That's when you were carrying me.
I have carried you plenty of times.
Oh, what is it you ask of me, O Lord? Oh, good Lord. Oh, generous and kind Lord. Would it be too much to ask for another Oscar?
For what? The adult diaper commercial?
I received outstanding notice for that role, God.
No, you received an outstanding notice to appear before a jury.
Oh, God, please forgive me for starting that studio fire.
Martha?
Yes, God.
I'm going to turn on the light now.
Oh, yes. Do it. Light up the world!
No, the light in this bedroom.
There's no need to show off.
And you might be startled.
I can only imagine your rich, brawny handsomeness, Your Majesty.
Here goes one.
Oh, show me the way.
Two.
Your way for the win.
Three.
You're not God.
Oh, you are delirious. Good Lord.
I'm God?
Martha, it's me, Wendell, your husband.
Not ringing a bell.
Handsome, loyal.
No, still nothing.
Sharp-witted, and a gentle touch upon the ivories.
I can't see myself marrying a walrus.
I also keep the budget.
I guess if I was going to settle for a walrus, I would pick the one who could play the piano.
I think it's a stroke.
I'm not having a strop, you dongle. I'm going unconscious.
I'll call the ambulance.
No, walrus.
Wendell.
Wendis. I'm not helping a strollop. I'm starting a movement.
I'll get the mop.
Will you listen to me carefully? You don't listen. I've decided to start a new way of life. Unconsciousness.
Help us all. Here it comes. Marthism.
Oh, that's pretty good. I'm using that.
Okay, I'll bite.
No, not too hot. I'm pretty gone. No,
I'll ask, Martha. I'll ask.
You are very pushy for a walrus. Right.
Please, O wise one, impart your stunning new philosophy.
Well, when I was swinging from that chandelier earlier...
The first or the second?
The first.
Oh, the ballroom.
The dance hall.
Semantics.
Oh, they sure were.
No, ballroom, dance hall, semantics.
Yes, yes, they were hilarious. Agreed. Now, when I was swinging from the first chandelier in the ballroom, it came to me.
Unconsciousness.
Yes, through total chaos, transcend the rules and free myself from the restraints of consciousness.
Why would you want to do that?
My blackouts are always my best moments.
But then you don't get to experience them.
Exactly.
You've lost me.
All right, try this. Do you remember when I took off my clothes and tackled Larry King?
I don't think I'll ever unsee it.
Well, I never did.
Go on.
But I still did it. And I tell you, when I came to, oh, it was the best I have ever felt. And up on that chandelier there, I put it all together. Consciousness is the problem.
Martha, I don't think we could exist without it.
Have you ever talked to a tree?
Trees don't talk.
Exactly. They just grow.
Lest a lumberjack comes along.
Don't get smart.
Right, Marthism. Get dumb.
No, Wendell, not dumb, unconscious.
Unconscious.
Yes. Enough of this thinking and then planning and worrying. Be what you are. Chaotic spark of who knows what, loose in the universe.
Ah, I see. You're like a little old lady fractal.
Riding the unconscious wave to glory.
Now, as hard as I find this to admit, Martha, you're almost making sense.
That's right. Just go with it.
Okay, what now?
Do what you feel. No, no, not what you feel. Just do what you do.
All right.
Oh, my handsy, Wendell.
Well, that was fun.
See?
You know, dear, after all these years, I think I might finally be beginning to understand you.
I told you so.
You did?
Yes, every time. Lighten up, Wendell. When it's all tallied, you'll appreciate the excitement I got.
I have always said you keep things interesting.
Yes, yes. Little did I know until tonight on that chandelier that I was transcending human existence and surfing on the subatomic strings of the unconscious.
But what about your body?
I'm still here, aren't I?
Well, yes, thanks to me. I'm feeding you, catching you falling from various heights, and switching your quaaludes with Tic Tacs.
See? The natural order of things.
So I don't get to be a Marthist?
Yes, you do. You're like the Stoic monk, diligently keeping the candles lit.
I see.
Oh, don't look so sad, Friar Tuck. It's what you love.
It is true. I do enjoy keeping things tidy.
The perfect balance.
Okay, I'll accept that.
It's settled then. Business as usual.
Okay, but couldn't we call it Wendism?
It doesn't have the same ring.
You're right, I digress. Marthism it is.
Perfect.
Now that that's all settled, I'd like to try a little unconsciousness of my own over there on that bed.
And I'll be wide awake and dreaming.
No, you should rest here. Remember, you do your thing, and I'll do mine and take care of you.
All right, dear. But you'll have to sing me a lullaby and quiet the thunder in my mind.
All right, dear.
Martha, the sun has bowed its head. Our friends have all gone home to bed. We've burned the candle end to end. Remember what I've said time and time again. Every evening ends, but you don't need to fret. I'll hold you through the night. Deep sigh, my love, sleep tight. All your fears run out to sea, gently streaming as you dream, right here by me. Martha, the moon is on its way. On pinholed skies the palm trees sway. Tomorrow is another day. Remember what I say, though a day will fade, another one is made. Never be afraid, I'll be by your side. Sleep tight, my love. Good night. Good night.